Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3415. The Disney investor earnings call happened yesterday, and there were a couple of Star Wars mentions, which you will talk about, but also some fascinating looks into the Disney business and sort of an interesting mixed picture that's developing. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So the Disney earnings call happened yesterday, and as far as Star Wars stuff goes, well, for a start, Ahsoka got name-checked, which was actually pretty awesome because it did not get name-checked in the previous earnings call. One of the things that Bob Iger talked about was the strong performance of Disney Plus in the quarter, which is up for some discussion, perhaps, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But one of the things he said was that Disney Plus did very well, and that was on the strength of theatrical releases that came to the platform, plus live-action series that came onto the platform in that final quarter, and Ahsoka was the first series that he referenced as part of that. We, of course, talked about the ratings for the Ahsoka series and about them doing pretty darn well, all things considered. So, yeah, that was great to hear. And the only other direct Star Wars mention had to do with Galactic Star Cruiser, which is, of course, the hotel experience that they had for a while but is now shuttered. That had a mention in terms of accelerated depreciation. So when they were getting into the nitty-gritty of the financial details, one of the things happened to mention that they were accounting for some numbers without accounting for accelerated depreciation of Galactic Star Cruiser. I know there's been some talk here and there about the possibility of them reviving it at some point and doing surveys to try to potentially figure something out like that, or at least that's what it may look like is happening. But yeah, I think we're a long way away from something like that. Now, as far as the stuff that applies to Star Wars, but Star Wars wasn't named specifically, well, you recall back when Iger had made comments about the possibility that maybe they had put out too much Star Wars content and they needed to scale it back because either it was demand or quality or whatever the situation was that he was citing. Well, basically, he's arrived at that conclusion for the entirety of the Disney portfolio. And so he was saying in the earnings call that he thought that they were putting too much out in the marketplace and that the quality was declining as a result. And so they're intending to scale back. And they're also going to be focusing more on their theatrical features because they saw the best performance on Disney Plus, their direct-to-consumer or DTC platform, coming from the performance of the movies. And so they're actually looking at doing less with live-action serious storytelling. And also just as telling was what did not get mentioned during the investor call, which was anything related to the SAG-AFTRA strike. In fact, there was no mention of the agreement reached with the Writers Guild for that matter. So that's kind of fascinating. But I guess Iger did some interview with CNBC on the same day as the earnings results came out and basically said that he was hopeful that there was going to be a deal in place. As things stand right now, there's been a last best final offer given to the actors by the studios, and apparently they're having additional negotiations around it. According to various trade publications, issues around AI and residuals are still major sticking points, and so, yeah, we don't know what's going on with that, but according to Iger in this other non-earnings call interview situation, he said that basically if they're able to get an agreement in place within the next 1 or 2 weeks, that summer movies for 2024 will not be affected by the actor's strike. But if it goes on longer, then yeah, they will. And if it goes on longer, then it's also going to affect the 2023/24 television season, then that's, you know, a whole separate non-Star Wars conversation. Now, the reason why I was sort of hedging that statement about Disney Plus and it doing well, and that being thanks to the Ahsoka series in part at least, is because when you look at the actual numbers, things don't seem to quite shake out the way that they're selling it on this investor call. So one of the things that Iger said was that there were 7 million more subscribers added in this most recent quarter. And of that, 2 million of them are in the ad-supported tier. So that means 5 million people were added who don't want to pay for ads. And Disney's whole, you know, pricing situation with that is that they're trying to drive people out of the no advertising tiers, and it seems that it's not working. And then when you look at the actual income that they're getting from the various streaming services, the money that they actually made in this past quarter is coming from Disney International streaming, not including Hotstar, which is its own thing, but basically U.S. domestic stuff was flat and all the growth is coming from international. And then when you look at even the rest of the business, most of the actual increases in revenue are coming from international audiences and in the experiential stuff. So theme parks and cruise lines and that sort of thing. So as far as Star Wars goes, as a result of what we heard on the earnings call and what's going on with the strike situation, well, it doesn't look like Acolyte and Skeleton Crew are moving forward until the actor's strike is settled, because again, we still haven't heard anything about those two series. They are in post-production, but if there's any additional dialogue recording that has to happen, or if there are reshoots that have to happen, then yeah, the actor strike is still going to be preventing that. Thankfully, on the movie front, we're not really in any danger just yet, because the next movie isn't scheduled until the summer of 2026. That gives the Lucasfilm folks a long time to wait before they actually have to get casting done, which would be the bottleneck point for production. And that's what I've got for you regarding the Disney earnings call and how it affects the world of Star Wars storytelling. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it. As always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet-setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.